What's up, folks? Welcome to Nino's Corner.tv Fluff Tube Edition. Folks, it's not just the Epstein list that's getting out there. That's not it. You got people like Cat Williams coming out now, calling out the entire industry, specifically P. Diddy. This is getting pretty big because, you know, it seems to me like people are starting to get brave. They understand there's a great revealing happening. And a lot of people are saying, you know, enough's enough. I'm going to go ahead and make my voice known. Here he is on the Shannon Sharp show, and I'm going to go right in.
Million, and he turned it down. Who going to turn down $50 million? Now, I've had to turn down $50 million four times, just to protect my integrity and that virgin hole I was telling you about. Right.
Folks, this is something you didn't know about the rap game. Now, I've heard whispers and secrets about it in the Hollywood industry, in the boxing industry. You hear that this person's gay and that person's gay, which, you know what, I don't have a problem with that. But when they force themselves on you, and the only way you can make a move in the industry is if you play ball with them, then I have a problem with it because they're forcing it on you.
Because P. Diddy be wanting to body, and you got to tell him no. You got to tell him no. I did.
Now, there's a lot of allegations about P. Diddy and Biggie. And there's also rumors about how Tupac didn't want to play ball with these guys and was calling them out, which hence the album Killuminati. So you always got to wonder about Tupac and his role, because he did not, from my understanding, he did not play ball with these guys. Now, I've heard rumors from ex-heavyweight champions to tennis players to, I mean, anybody who wants to play in the game, NBA basketball players. And I've heard rumors on and on and on that if you want to play in the game, you got to play ball and you got to do gay things. And then it goes to, you know, weirder. It gets weirder and weirder and weirder. And you start going to weirder parties, then weirder parties. I told about my experiences where they invited me to swinger parties, which I just wasn't into. But I got invited to all kinds of parties. And I think they test you out just a little bit, see what you're willing to do. And then they invite you to another party, then another party, then another party.
See, I got the receipts for everything I'm telling you. That's why I can say them so freely.
Can I need another one? You here, get your number.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Come on.
Because early on, you was accusing me of being...
Cat, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, but you know, some of these people...
Martin tried to put me in my first dress. When he had to go on his hiatus, he tell me...
Now he's calling out Martin. Folks, this guy just keeps going. He's a bulldozer, and he's finally getting a platform to make his voice heard. And this is why Dave Chappelle fled. This is the rumors on why Dave Chappelle left the industry. He left $50 million flat.
Cat, when I come back, I need you. You my young partner. You my brother in comedy. When I come back, just promise me that my next movie, it'll be me and you. We're going to do it together. We're going to do some buddy cop shit. I said, Martin, you got my motherfucking word.
So, folks, here we are, Cat Williams in the game, calling out everybody, specifically P. Diddy. And let's just see some of the names that he's called out. These are the biggest names that Cat Williams has called out to date. These are the biggest names Cat Williams has called out on Shannon Sharp's podcast, including Kevin Hart. Man, you got to wonder about Kevin Hart. I mean, he's making all the big moves. The Rock is making the big moves. All these guys, you got to wonder, what do they do to get where they're at? Oh, comedian Cat Williams is dominating social media this week after he called out a long list of other comedians and entertainers. Funny how all this is coming out at once, huh, folks? All of it's coming out at once. Like Steve Harvey. He called out Steve Harvey. Wow. Cedric the Entertainer. I'm reading this for the first time, folks. Kevin Hart and P. Diddy for personal grievances and other criticisms in a nearly three-hour-long appearance on Shannon Sharp's Club Shay Shay podcast. Williams called out Cedric the Entertainer for allegedly plagiarizing a joke he created verbatim, which Williams performed during comedy sets and on BET's Comic View in the 1990s. He also called out comedian Kevin Hart and industry plant, alleging his success has not been organic because he already had movie deals when he got to Los Angeles, and no one in Hollywood has a memory
of a sold out Kevin Hart show. And I don't think Williams is bitter. Cat Williams is bitter. I mean, there might be some bitterness. He was an outstanding comic, still is. But I think he got a taste of the industry and he said, I ain't selling my soul. William discussed rejecting certain demands in exchange for opportunities, stating in one instance, disgraced film producer Harvey Weinstein offered to perform on him. And in another, he rejected sexual favors, turned down a $50 million opportunity to protect my integrity, adding he refused to take shortcuts to success. And I'll tell you, Cat Williams has had a very hard life. It's been very, very hard. He called out Steve Harvey, alleging he plagiarized the premise of Mark Curry's sitcom, Hanging with Mr. Cooper. The Steve Harvey show, he said Harvey couldn't be a movie star because he doesn't have range and looks like Mr. Potato Head. Williams said Ricky Smiley was lying about Williams' role in Friday After Next, originally being intended for him instead, adding he put a clause in his contracts that he would not work with Smiley moving forward unless he's in a dress. A lot of these guys have to sell out and wear a, that's a very important sellout right there, is when you wear a dress. For some reason, they really like to put men in dresses because him and Tyler Perry can't play a man to save their life. It's very important. That's one way to sell out in Hollywood, is for some reason they want you to wear dresses. He claimed he was canceled for talking about allegations against Michael Jackson and R. Kelly because they are black men. But Williams doubled down, stating it don't matter if you Diddy, who was accused by four women late last year. More and more is coming out, folks. Several Williams targets have responded, including Cedric the Entertainer, who wrote in an Instagram comment, revisionist history. Regardless of whatever Cat's opinion, my career can't be reduced to one joke Cat Williams claims as his. He criticized Williams for calling him out publicly. All that tough talk, it's corny. Fuck, I'm a grown-ass man, and none of that shit going to go like you think. Well, that's kind of a threat right there, if you ask me. And none of that shit going to go like you think. You do you. I got this over here. Hart responded in a post on X, calling Williams' comments honestly sad and attaching a trailer to his upcoming movie, Lift. Smiley said on his radio show Thursday he had no reason to lie about the casting for Friday After Next, stating there was no, wow, that he had no reason to lie about the casting on Friday the Next, stating there was no way in the hell I could have executed the role like that, and I'm glad that they made that decision. Smiley said it makes me sad the way Williams' comments made my kids feel, but wish Williams nothing but the best. So they're acting like they're taking the high road. They're acting like they're taking the high road because they just got called out. So the only thing they can do is to pretend like, oh, he's just below us. He's just beneath us. Williams struck a more sympathetic tone towards celebrities, including Taraji P. Henson, who went viral in December for an emotional interview on being underpaid in Hollywood. See, a lot of them are going to think he's just bitter and mad at the industry. But folks, I'm here to tell you, I don't think so. I think this guy's putting his life on the line. I think he's putting his life on the line. He called Henson's interview the saddest thing ever, stating, imagine being one of the very top of your lane to the point where if they don't take you for that role, there's not three black actresses that they can say are bigger than you. He also criticized the public for making a spectacle of Kanye West, stating, I suspect there were pretty awful people if we say that somebody got a mental illness and then we watch what they do. So, yeah, that's what's happening with Kanye West right now. They just say he's mentally ill. Wow. 7.8 million. That's how many views Williams' appearance on Club Shay Shay has had. Wow. Has had Thursday afternoon. Not one day after being uploaded. What? Almost 10 million views. I guess truth resonates. I guess truth really does resonate. So this is big. I mean, people are coming out left and right. I mean, I remember when I did my video back in, 2020, talking about all this stuff that really does happen in Hollywood, that went viral. So this resonates with people. People know this is happening in Hollywood. They know you basically got to pay to play in Hollywood. And now you're looking at the stars that are up there at the very top, sweating bullets, trembling in fear, working damage control. They don't know how they're going to get ahead of the ball on this one, folks. And they're not. This is what's going to tie everything neatly together. And the great thing is you got people like Cat Williams who are brave to be coming out and saying things the way they are. He's a brave man. I give Cat Williams a lot of credit. Say what you want about him. Bitter. He's this. He's that. The guy's coming out, and he's spilling the beans. And these people are scared. Believe me, folks, 2024 is the year of justice. Give me your thoughts down below. Let me know what you think. Did Cat Williams do the right thing in protecting $50 million? Would you turn $50 million down if you had to give up your virgin? I don't know, folks. I commend the man. All right, folks, give me your comments down below. Let me know your thoughts later.